While the severe drought we've seen this summer has yielded less produce from farmers' fields, add in the heat, and it's meant that vegetables and fruits that were able to grow can wither away before they can be harvested. In Peterborough, some volunteers go out to make sure nothing goes to waste. Anyone in need is welcome to join them to pick produce. Laurie Saint is the coordinator of the Peterborough Gleaners, and she joins us to tell us more. Good morning, Laurie.
Good morning.
For people who aren't familiar with it, what is gleaning? What do you do?
We go after the other harvesters have already gone through. So you pick, people have been going through a farm, or the pickers from the farm themselves have already gone through. And so we're like maybe even the third pickers going through a farm, but there's still produce there to pick. And that's what we do.
It's been so hot and dry this summer, I didn't realize there was enough to pick.
Yes, there's been some to pick. Yes, a lot smaller because there hasn't been enough rain. But there has still been some to pick. And yes, it's been very hot for us to be out in the field too. So we had to pick a little bit and then sit in the shade.
That's a good idea. What have you been able to harvest so far this season?
We've had strawberries, peas, beans, and sweet corn.
I gather that there are some years where you just can't even pick fast enough.
That's right. Sometimes all the fields come ready at the same time, and we're allowed on fields that no one's gone through, and we get to pick, and then we send another bus the next day and then the next day. So, yeah, sometimes it really goes fast.
Where does the produce go?
The people who are picking the produce are usually the people that need the produce, but also they share with their neighbors, their friends, their family. They also pick for food banks. They also pick for meal programs and shelters.
You know, you mentioned the heat, but I'm thinking even if it's not a hot day, it's still pretty hard work. What do people think of the experience being out there?
They really enjoy it. Everyone's allowed to come out, so there can be children out picking, and there can be older people out picking. Everyone enjoys it. It's a great experience. It's time to get out of the city. That's the other thing about it.
Yeah.
It's good for children to see where their food is coming from, and get them interested in growing.
And for the people who are in need, what does it mean to them? How is it different from going to, say, a food bank?
This is great because they're not getting a hand out. They're getting a hand up, kind of. They have to pick it themselves, and they will have to, when they bring it home, they have to clean it themselves. And they freeze it, they can it, they preserve it in some way so that they have it. This is what a lot of us do.
Yeah, really rewarding because you're part of that process.
Right.
What about the farmers? How does it benefit them as well?
It benefits them because they do get a tax break now. This is fairly new, but they get a tax break. But They also get the chance to be able to give food to people that need it, and it doesn't get turned over and gone. But also, for the strawberries, for example, it's good to have them picked. Then the plants do not get diseased as much, and because the plants are used more than 1 year. Mm. They're not turned over. They stay for another year or two.
And for the other crops, if there is surplus, what happens usually? Do they just get plowed under?
If no one goes out there and picks them, they just get plowed under.
So where are you going today, Lori?
We're going out to Buckhorn Berry Farm, and we're picking corn.
On the berry farm?
Yes, yes.
Okay, they've got it all.
They have it all.
Well, Lori, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning, and bring your hat.
Yes, okay. And our water.
All right, take care.
Thank you.
Lori Saint is coordinator of Peterborough Gleaners. I'm going to post a link on Facebook later if you're interested in joining them. And we are at facebook.com/Ontario Morning. You do not have to be a member of Facebook to be able to access it. It's a public page, facebook.com/Ontario Morning.